Ryan Backman doesn't know who killed his father.
Clifford Backman, he was 56 years old.
He was working construction one afternoon in Jacksonville 6 years ago.
My dad was vacuuming up drywall dust, put the gun in his back, pulled the trigger, and reached in and pulled the wallet out of my dad's back pocket.
Backman has since formed the advocacy group Project Cold Case. He's been working with Northeast Florida Republican Senator Aaron Bean on legislation he believes could help solve murders. Bean estimates there are more than 15,000 in the state, but it's difficult to nail down the exact number because police departments lack uniformity. Bean says the vetoed funding would have covered travel expenses for a 19-member volunteer task force.
That will hopefully kind of nail down what a cold case is, define it, agree on the parameters of when details should be released or what details are. Sometimes never release details, but something that we could launch a database of some sort in Florida.
This was Bean's third year sponsoring cold case legislation. He says the Florida Department of Law Enforcement has told him a task force would cost millions of dollars.
We think that's ludicrous. But this past year, you know, they have said, okay, Senator Bean, go out and get us some money to launch this task force, and then we'll run it. And that's what we did this year. That's why we're scratching our heads.
The governor says he vetoed the money because the department didn't request it directly, and he didn't understand where the money would go. Bean's bill was based on one Colorado passed in 2007 that created a task force and cold case database.
It certainly got the topic in the public, and it kind of got the topic going around in law enforcement. So it brought it more to our attention that it's something that we needed to look at.
Audrey Simpkins runs Colorado's database. She's a criminal intelligence analyst with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. So far, she's logged more than 1,600 unresolved cases. These days, she says, agencies are better connected with local forensic departments and prosecutors. The Colorado Task Force meets four times a year. Appointed members identify best practices for solving cases and pinpoint where more training is needed. They also created a review team to help agencies solve cold cases. Detectives and forensic experts look at a few cases a year, and in five of those cases, arrests have been made.
So many of these departments came in and were just astonished at how many cold cases that they have in their records. And many didn't even know they had that number. And that's a frightening thought.
Robert Wells sits on Colorado's 16-member task force. Like Ryan Backman, his interest is personal. His brother was murdered. The task force's newest project is printing playing cards with victims' faces on them. The decks of cards were distributed in prisons, and investigators have heard from more than 60 inmates who say they have information. In Florida, even without the task force, the Florida Sheriff's Association has created a review team of its own. It has met once since forming last summer. Senator Bean says he's gearing up to try again for the task force and database.
So you know what they say, the fourth time is a charm, so we're committed.
Advocates are also hopeful about a new Florida law requiring rape kits to be tested more quickly. They say some rapists could also be murderers in their unsolved cases. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.